When Sarah Gunderson first found out she couldn't vote until she turned 18, she decided to mount a protest. At the age of 5, she held her own election in her house for kids only. Now at 9, she's doing it again. Sarah Gunderson joins us from her home in Minneapolis, where she expects to host 60 young non-voters and their parents this November 4th. Sarah, thanks for speaking with us.
Hi.
Who's going to be at your party?
Well, I'm going to invite most of the kids in my class.
Most should be all, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, good, yeah.
And we are inviting people that live on our block and close to our block.
Wow, what a group.
Uh-huh.
Now,
lots of kids.
Why is this so important to you, Sarah?
Well, partly because it's an excuse to have a party.
Yes. Yes, it is. Do you think when youngsters are 9 or 10, they know enough to vote?
Not particularly. I don't think that we should have the right to vote in the actual election because that might seriously damage our country.
Now, I happen to know that you favor one candidate over the other, but... I've been told that. Is this wrong?
Yeah. I don't exactly know now who I'm voting for.
Undecided voter we have here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what issues are important to you?
I
can't believe I'm asking a 9-year-old.
I have issues that with our country.
Sure. Tell me, please.
I think that one of them would be the war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that we've been fighting Iraq for almost 5 years now. It's time that we should end this war. Because as a 9-year-old, I look at things like they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if people must fight, it must... Why don't they try boxing?
Well, maybe they'll hear that and hear this and decide that that's the thing to do.
Yeah.
So you've been following this campaign day to day.
Uh-huh.
What have you noticed in the campaign?
I've noticed on the debates that Senator McCain blinks a lot.
Well, those lights are pretty bright.
Yes, but it almost looks like I'm uncomfortable to be here blinking.
I have to ask, hope you don't mind, on election night, you're going to serve something to eat?
Yes. We're going to have little baked cookies, which are donkey heads and elephant tails.
Oh.
Donkey tails and elephant heads.
Yeah. Sarah, that sounds wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Well, Sarah, awfully nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Sarah Gunderson, who will host an election night party in Minneapolis on November 4th. This is NPR News.